Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down and goal from the four. Dalton fakes a pitch to the left, rolls out to the right.
Got him.
Throws into the back corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Bengals!
Nice.
Adriel Jeremiah Green with his second touchdown in as many weeks. Dalton will throw it on third and one. His pass caught in traffic.
Nice.
AJ Green breaks the tackle, streaking toward the end zone.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Bengals! As AJ Green broke a tackle about 2 yards downfield and then opened up the long, graceful strides to take it into the end zone for his second touchdown catch of the first quarter. Shotgun snap, Dalton in the pocket, throws it toward the left side of the end zone. Caught for a Bengals touchdown. AJ Green for the first time in his magnificent NFL career has three touchdowns in a game, and it's only 2 minutes into the second quarter. Flacco throws, caught at the 15, the tackle made on Snead, and the Ravens cannot stop the clock. Safety Sam Hubbard with the tackle as the game comes to an end, and the Bengals open the season 2-0, scoring 34 in each of their first two games. They beat the Ravens tonight, 34-23.
And with a little Thursday night football coming in, we say a happy Friday to everybody out there just getting up. Don't let anybody mess it up. And we
can't
got
mess
a lot
up
of,
a Friday.
Yeah, you can't mess up a Friday. That's a good point. But I'll tell you what, fantasy football, I hope you had old A.J. Green last night. Three touchdowns in the first half, two in the first quarter. And I'm guessing he made a lot of points. I don't know the point thing. I'd be lying to you in fantasy football.
Usually 6 points for a touchdown. So he had 18 just from that. Don't even count the yards yet. And he still had – you finished with 18 points. You had a good night.
For a wide receiver, that's a great night.
Yes.
Well, listen. So AJ Green, who is a first round pick, right? Or second round for sure.
I would say late second, right? Early third at this
second
point.
Second round.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good second round pick last night.
Yes.
He played. It's amazing. In real life, we talk about you need your first and second round picks to play well.
Same thing.
Fantasy football. You need your top guys.
You're right.
To play well, and AJ Green did it.
Andy Dalton, too, by the way.
Andy Dalton.
265 yeah, four touchdowns.
Yeah.
No picks.
They look good. It was 21-0, and I went to bed, and I see they were able to hang on and 34-23 win. And Flacco last night, all I could think of was Flacco. I don't know if any of you guys are watching this, but I'm watching it, and Aikman actually said something, who was analyzing the game for Fox last night, color analyst. And I thought the same thing. Joe Flacco, when they bring in Lamar Jackson, has got to just
for the gimmicks.
Like,
yeah,
he's got to hate that.
Yeah,
like I mean, he can't say much because he hasn't played well or hasn't played very well for a while now. So, I mean, he's out there, and you don't want to say anything, but he's got to hate it, right? Every time they go, all right, man, you're either out of the game or you go out to wide receiver. And stand there. Stay out of the way, will you? And act like you can do something. But, yeah, I was thinking that same thing when he goes, now, Joe Flacco never told me this, but you just know. They tried to do that to me one time, and I told them, nope, we ain't doing that. So I guess if you're really good or Tom Brady or something, if they tried that on you, you could say, hell no, we ain't doing that. Now get out of here.
Can you imagine if Bill Belichick rolled out the gimmick quarterback while Brady was out there, what Brady would think?
Yeah.
Like, think about that. I mean, Flacco's just dealing with it.
He might let you do it once if you show
three,
him,
four times in a game.
But if you keep doing that, especially in the red zone when Brady's, like, really good.
He's money. Yeah.
So, like, probably wouldn't like that. We got all kinds of stuff. We got a big weekend coming up. Obviously, the Canes leaving for Toledo today. Nice big 10.5-point favorite. And we'll see how they end up doing against the MAC Conference champs from a year ago. And on top of that, the Dolphins will leave tomorrow, go play the New York Jets. 1 o'clock game on Sunday after the Jets looked really good in their game. 48-17 win over Detroit. And we got Devontae Parker back. We'll be hearing from him coming up here in the 6 o'clock hour. Matter of fact, Raekwon McMillan, Miami Dolphins middle linebacker, will join us. We'll talk to Raekwon this morning as he got his feet wet with his first professional game. Actually, he and a lot of the young guys did, and all did pretty well, including Minka Fitzpatrick, who had a big play and played a lot of the game at either nickel or some at safety. And so anyway, we'll get into all that stuff with him. We got all kinds of other stuff going on. Dwayne Wade had a grand opening for a new restaurant last night with UD, and still no decision on what he's going to do, which I'm amazed that he doesn't know. He's had a long time to think about this. Obviously, he's in a very unique situation because he's been so good and meant so much to this organization. Nobody's going to push him. I'm guessing he can make a decision the day before camp. They got a slot open for him. I don't know if this is about the money. I think the exception is $5.3 million. But anyway, here's Dwayne Wade last night talking about it.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't have it today.
And what is going to go into that decision now that we're so close to the start of training camp?
I mean, a lot goes into it. I've kind of talked about that over the course of my career. So you guys can play the tape back and hear the same answers over and over again. But a lot goes into it.
Have the Heat offered you the mid-level exception? Have they offered you the maximum that they can offer you?
You got to call my agent and ask him. I haven't dealt with the money part of it.
How are you? You don't even let us stretch no more. We got to get warm for you, man. We don't.
Dwayne, just being this close to the start of camp, like UD says, being ready for a season,
yeah.
Does the decision have to come in advance of the start of camp, or do you feel comfortable enough if it does go to media day or right before that?
Whichever day the decision comes, it comes, and that's the right day, whichever day that is.
Conditioning-wise, we've seen so much video of you. Are you in NBA shape to take a court with
Absolutely him? Not. You can't get NBA shape until you play in the NBA. No one is in NBA shape. Everybody's in open gym halfway. Have defensive shape. No one's in training camp shape. No one's in NBA shape. You can't get that unless you're out there.
So you could let UD play on without him?
Excuse me?
You can let UD play
that's
on?
That's a question that I'm not. That's going to be a long answer right there. So I'm going to leave that one right down the table.
All right. Ira Winderman knocking out questions last night.
Yeah.
On Dwayne Wade and UD standing there next to each other. And
I think Dwayne is enjoying not getting ready to play.
I still think he's going to play.
I know. You know what?
It's less
than
2 weeks.
You're probably right. I just think he's enjoying kind of doing his own thing right now.
Oh, no. He's definitely enjoying himself.
I don't think he's going to come back. I really don't.
Now you don't think he's coming back?
No. I don't think I think he's going to retire.
I think he'll be back. And you're right. I thought he made up his decision by now. But
I mean, there's 5.3 million reasons why he would come back if it came financially. But
well, you still got to love basketball.
Well, that's it. Also, I don't think he doesn't love basketball. I just think he's enjoying kind of like he got the, you know, a good amount of money in the last couple of years. And I don't think money was the most important thing for everything. Although that's what it was why he left here.
Wait a sec. Yeah, the last two years it was money.
But it was weird because you just asked him. Ira said the 5.3 million have they offered? He goes, "Oh, I'm not into it with the money thing. Ask my agent." But that was his big thing 3 years ago. His biggest thing was I need to get paid. I need to get paid.
But he's in a different place now.
That's why I think he's just kind of enjoying everything, not playing.
He knows the money. It looks like it's 5.3 exception, which is still, I know it's a lot less than what he's made in the past, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Open up a pizza restaurant. Everyone's got a pizza restaurant. Yeah. Where's your pizza restaurant?
No, they're too expensive.
Yeah.
Mine would go right under.
Yeah.
Everybody show up, never have any money and go, "Hey, can I put it on a tab?" Or, "Hey, you mind if I get, hey, I forgot something." No, don't worry about it here. Just take it, and you pay me later. And the next thing you know, I'd be out of business.
I think in the last decade, me and you probably should own 1 or 2% of Anthony's.
Yeah.
The amount of chicken wings and pizza we bought.
Boy, you ain't kidding, man.
We might not own a pizza restaurant, but in my mind, I think I do own one.
I would like to know because you're right, man. I have put a lot of money in chicken wings and pizzas eating there.
Everybody's opening a pizza restaurant, though.
But, so they open, and we'll see what Dwayne Wade does. September 25th, camp opens right around the corner, less than 2 weeks away.
Wow.
And I'm guessing Dwayne's in really good financial shape, so
yeah.
It's obviously not the money. It's just a matter, do you want to keep playing? Do you still love basketball? It's a big cut in pay from what he's made in past years. He's got other things going on, I'm sure, bringing in money to him. But we'll find out. We'll find out if he still likes or not. I am surprised. I thought this decision would have been made. He'd be all in instead of talking about I still haven't made up my mind. So, but he knows the money. That's the one thing that he absolutely knows the money that's being offered.
That spot's there.
There is no way that he doesn't know that 5.3 exception. There is no way. He hasn't been told this is what you're getting, unless he's trying to get more money, trying to negotiate something with the Miami Heat. But anyway, that was Dwayne Wade last night talking with UD at their new place over in Aventura as they get into the restaurant business. I guess what, he got one in New York. Dwayne's got one in New York and now one in Miami. The other story coming out is the one that's going to take place tomorrow night. Canelo and Triple G watching a fight. If I was in town, I'd probably buy it. I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. There's no question. I'd be staying up late tomorrow night. High def, almost $80, $79.95.
You wouldn't buy the standard for $10 cheaper?
No. I'd want to get, if I'm going to do it, I'm doing it upright.
I still laugh at the fact that that's an option.
I know. That is weird. Like, you could save $10.
$79 for this or $69.
Is it really $80?
Huh?
Is it really $80?
Yeah, $79, yeah.
$79.95.
Nothing's $29 or $39 or $49 anymore. Those days are over.
You got to get a group of people together to watch that, though.
No.
At that price, that's an insane price.
Not really.
Joe just buys it by himself.
I just watch it by myself and stay up. And
you make it through the whole fight on a Saturday night, if that's the case? Or are you dozing off in the sixth?
No, I'm dozing off. Yeah. I'm dozing off on the undercards.
Yeah, I'm not even at the actual main event.
I haven't seen.
Last time you saw 1 a.m.?
Oh.
Because that's, I mean, like 12, you know, like that's what time the fight would probably be over.
I did something with my daughter one night and stayed up till like 1 o'clock.
And then how bad were you hurting the next day?
Oh, I was dead. I mean, these hours, as you know, going to bed 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then all of a sudden trying to.
You better get yourself a 3-hour nap. You want to stay up till 1 a.m.
It's bad. Even when the wife wants to go out, I have to, like, you mind having a 6 o'clock? She goes, oh, my God, Joe, 6 o'clock dinner on a Friday or Saturday? Really?
Joe, it's called early bird.
I told her, I said, I'm getting great discounts.
You get the soup with it also, salad.
I'm getting a nice discounts now. Yeah, exactly.
Free drink, free dessert.
Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Devontae Parker, we'll hear from him. He's back, expected to play against the Jets. So we'll hear what Devontae has to say with the coming off the broken middle finger. I guess he won't be flipping anybody off.
I mean,
hopefully he's in good shape.
I just hope if he plays, he can catch. That's all I care about.
You don't care about the middle finger.
Yeah, I don't care. You can flick off anyone you want. You can flick me off after the game.
All right, well, we got all that. We'll have that for you. And, of course, Raekwon McMillan, Miami Dolphins middle linebacker, going to join us here in a 6 o'clock hour as well on a Friday. A lot more stuff to get to, including one of the great scams in the history of California comes to an end. We're going to tell you about that story. For all you diner and dashers out there, unbelievable news with that. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Radio.com.
Radio.com. He seems fine. You know, I think he's itching to play. We went through today. He got involved in team reps. Now it's just me going in and asking Kyle, okay, what was the reaction? He hasn't complained about anything. He's been aggressive to get out there and catch as many balls as possible. He did a good job of staying in shape. So, I mean, he's running-wise, he's good. It's just, I just got to get the info from Kyle.
Coach K sounded optimistic today about Sunday. Do you intend to play?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, going to practice today, it felt good. So, we'll see what happens then. I just think everything's happening for a reason. You know, just, unfortunately, it always happens to me. But I'm just ready to get back out there with my teammates and just ready to get going again.
All right, Devontae Parker had another rough start here, getting injured, and expected to be back for this game, back in the old lineup as one of those receivers, and they spread the ball around just like Adam Gase. Adam Gase did say, we're going to spread it around. It ain't going to be Jarvis Landry.
He was
10 to 15 throws a game, and that's what you saw in that game. even a guy with over 100 yards in catches only had a handful of targets. So they did spread it around to everybody, basically.
I hope Devontae potential plays, and I hope that he is out there and he's going to help this team. The problem is, that's why I call him Devontae potential, because the potential is there to be a good player. I just hardly see it, and I want to see it more. I was so excited the night they drafted him because I thought we got that guy, that monster, that stud, the guy who could run downfield, mismatch on a defensive back. I just haven't seen a lot out of him, and that's why it's just kind of, I'm kind of meh when I hear about him coming back or maybe playing this week. And I guess it's not fair, but that's just where I'm at right now. I think I'm with a bunch of fans like that too.
A lot of people are no longer believing. So he just got to go out. He got to block out everything.
He has
just
to
go out.
You're right.
He needs to just go out and just play and go hard. And not worry. I mean, you can't control injuries. You can't control breaking fingers. And you can't, you know, I've been told he really takes care of himself now and has changed his whole diet and workout routine. And I guess a long time he used to go out and not eat breakfast, which it is amazing to think that anybody that goes and practices out here in the morning would not throw something.
Doesn't have something in there?
In their stomach before you go out. I don't care if it's an old school practice or new school practice. It's pretty amazing that.
A little bacon and eggs, a little something.
Yeah, I don't know about bacon and eggs, but.
Turkey bacon.
I think those guys, I mean, they got all kinds of oatmeal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the lady in there, when we were out there, I said, what did most of these guys get to eat? She goes, oatmeal. Oatmeal is real big with whatever they add to the oatmeal, but oatmeal's a big one for breakfast.
Sure. It's filling.
Of course,
everything,
they got everything,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got omelets.
You have to
plenty
worry about
of it. Other carbs out there if you need something to help you burn the fuel a little bit. So anyway, Devontae Parker, we'll see how he's used and if he plays and everything else for that one. Kane's going to Toledo, and we'll have to stop a passing game, although we don't know how good they are because they played just one game and obviously put up a zillion points and yards and everything else. But Don Bailey Jr. will join us later in the show. We'll talk to him about all that stuff. By the way, before Raekwon McMillan's going to join us, is expected to join us coming up here in the 6 o'clock hour. Paul Gonzalez. Anybody remember that name, Paul Gonzalez? He's out in L.A.
Oh.
He's facing 10 counts of extortion, fraud, and petty theft, better known as Tab Skipper or Dine and Dasher. It's an unbelievable story.
I can't believe this story's still going on.
No, it's so he's now in front of the judge, and the judge is trying to decide after all these women were in court telling their story, between 10 to 12 women that he found and would go out on a first date and go to nice restaurants, order steak and lobster and nice bottle of wine and get the dessert. And somewhere between dessert and he always
paying
got up.
Paying the check.
And paying the check.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would get up and he would go, I got to talk to my son. Hold on a sec. I'll be right back. But go ahead and order dessert. And then he'd take off.
I mean, he didn't get dessert. I would at least try for the dessert.
And I don't know if he used to get a bite of the dessert and go, oh, that is good. But then go, oh, let me get this. I'll be right back. But go ahead and order, you know, whatever you want, and I'll be back in. So he left all these women. And I guess some of these stories are really sad because some of these women were single mothers, you know, barely making rent checks. This one said, you know, it just put me – the tabs were always over $100, $120, $140. And so they called him in the court the Tab Skipper or the Dine and Dasher, whichever one you like better. That's been around a long time. So the guy's looking, you know, he might have thought that was pretty funny, but that stuff all added up. Could be getting as many as 16 years.
Wow, really?
It's hard to imagine.
Holy
Can you imagine
moly.
Going to prison and going, what,
what
you
are you in here for?
I used to get first dates and scam these women out of a little food.
I'm a professional Dine and Dasher.
That's
I
a
got
weird,
caught, though.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Better pray that judge isn't a woman.
Oh, you're right.
By the way, that.
You're
that,
right. Good
that,
call.
That is a good point. Like,
good
we
call.
We kind of chuckle about it.
Ooh, divorced woman, too.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been on a couple dates
yeah,
lately?
That's not
yeah.
good.
Woo! Rebounder.
That is not good.
Ouch.
I once got in front of one of those miserable judge, one of those miserable judges in Broward County going back, and he just, they were getting on me about something that was BS. you know, like you have more earning potential. Like seriously, and I'm listening to this guy carry on, and the judge said something and I was like, oh, I'm in trouble.
You're done.
Yeah. And this guy, of course, this idiot judge ended up losing anyway. But yeah, I would love to see the guy if he's still alive. He's a little bit older guy, but he was a you don't want that judge. That's a good point.
No, that's a great point.
You don't want that judge for sure. But I will tell you, man, this this whole thing with Paul Gonzalez and everything else, and then hearing these women, can you imagine one after the other? Like all these women come, they think there's a whole bunch of other women because he was meeting them in new places all the time where they wouldn't know him.
This guy's a pro, man.
Yeah, and he got up and left these women. Anyway, some of the other pretty funny part to this story is some of the restaurants realized that this guy scammed these women, and a couple of them went, hey, don't worry about it, you know.
Well, that's nice. That was very nice of them.
And let him go. Want information on the guy, but didn't make the woman stay there after they realizing these women were crying.
About that tip? What about the tip for the guy, the waitress or waiter?
Some of these women didn't have any money and were in bed. Can you imagine getting stuck?
No.
And you're sitting there going,
$150, $160?
I don't have the money. Matter of fact, I didn't even want to come here. I wanted to eat at a fast food restaurant and have a cup of coffee. And this idiot said, no, let's go to a nice restaurant. And
he's the one that ordered the steak and lobster. I ordered the minced meat.
But, yeah, exactly.
Like look who left and who ordered the most.
Or you do this. A lot of people go, let's just, when you first meet somebody, let's just have a coffee and a dessert.
Yeah.
Let's,
this guy wants steak and lobster at
Joe's.
No,
he goes, no. I know we just met, but we're going lobster, steak.
And that nice bottle of wine back there.
And that'll work.
Yeah.
Let me get some of that. And then take off. So.
Well, this guy's going to get in a little bit of trouble. I just can't believe.
I hope he gets the max sentence.
16 years?
I don't think he gets
Oh,
my God.
He'll get an angry judge.
He'll get a little bit. He'll get something.
16 years? Can you imagine?
The mail judge should give this guy the max sentence.
The tab skipper and the dine and dasher of L.A. Man.
This guy easily gets beat up in jail. If that's a story. Yeah, if that's a story. Like, this guy's in there for bank robbery. This guy did this. What did you do?
Guy's in there
I used to skip out on single women.
Yeah.
And not pay the bill. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how that sucks. I mean, it's got to be new. I like they those guys hear everything in prison. Like, what? You're in for what? That's a new one, man.
That's about as weak as it gets.
Be rough for that guy.
Yeah. That's about as weak as it gets.
Yeah, so I saw that for all the young dine and dashers that might have played it as a game when we were younger and stupid.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. You did it once, maybe. Maybe you did it a second time with your buddies. If you're a serial dine and dasher with single women.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
A grown-ass man. And you're getting dates out there and meeting people for the first time. And by the way, wouldn't a woman think that's kind of weird when you go to meet him and they go, no, and you're like at one of these fast food places or just regular places to go like Fridays or something for a cup of coffee. And he go, no, we're going down the street. There's a really nice restaurant. Yeah. And you're going, but you don't even know me. Like,
let's get a steak. Let's get a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I got a really good chocolate cake.
You go to that steak and that wine in a nice place and it's already at 100.
You're
right?
Already at $125 at that.
It's
wait, they got a bottle of wine and two steaks, Joe. You're not getting that for $75 anywhere.
So anyway.
Ouch, man.
All these women got up one at a time.
How embarrassing is that for that dude? Like he's sitting there and they're lining up 8-9 women. We'd like to now call up Susie, come up here. Yeah, we went to the restaurant. He ordered two steaks. He ordered two bottles of wine. And then right when we ordered dessert, he walked out to say he had to speak to his son on the phone, and I never saw him again. Oh, let's bring up Diane. Yeah, that sounds funny, just like my story. He ordered the lobster. Yeah. He ordered three bottles of wine.
Same time he bolted.
And then right when he told me to order two desserts.
I'll be right back.
He'd be right back. Yeah. Like, that's embarrassing. And this guy got caught.
I just wonder if any of the women, like, paid the bill and just kind of laughed and went, I got the.
Oh, no. There was no laughing. None of those women laughed.
I deserve that. You know what? That was pretty stupid. Like, I should have read this one a little
bit. But how are you supposed to read that? How do you know that that's going to happen to you when you go out on one of these dates? That someone's going to dine and dash? What, are you going on a date with a 12-year-old? Like, how do you know that? This guy's a serial dine and dasher? This is not something we hear about all the time.
That was a crazy one. Hey, well, I'll tell you what. No dine and dashing with this guy. Hopefully just a little dining tomorrow night and then a lot of tackles on Sunday. Raekwon McMillan, Miami Dolphins middle linebacker, is going to join us as expected. I got to be careful. Expected to join
us. Always use that.
In just a few minutes.
Radio.com. Miami has Dolphins, the greatest football team. We bring the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Middle linebacker Raekwon McMillan from the Miami Dolphins joins us here. Raekwon, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Raekwon, we're doing good, man. We appreciate 6:40 in the morning. Have you ever done an interview this early before?
Yeah, I did a couple of interviews this early, but it's not enough.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of good stuff to get to. First of all, your old buddy Jerome Baker, who you went to college with at Ohio State, calling you redshirt rookie. How do you like that? When we talk about the rookie class and we still throw you in there because you didn't play in a regular season last year, you all right with that redshirt rookie thing?
Yeah, I'm all right with it, man. I know we have a great friendship, and he's playing around. But at the end of the day, we're great teammates over the last couple of years, and we're just trying to make this team better.
Yeah, well, listen, speaking of that, all you young guys and everybody wondering what it would look like with Jerome Baker playing outside, you in the middle, Minka Fitzpatrick also, you guys all had six tackles, all really involved in the defense. Overall, how did it look when you watched the tapes on how all the young guys played?
I don't think we all did pretty well. You know, there's always areas that we can improve on. But, I mean, all together we played well. We played good at the defense, after all the rain delays, and all the outside stuff going on, that we really rallied together as a team and got the win.
All right, so how are you feeling? Your first, you know, action, your first since the first play of preseason last year for you. How did you end up feeling when you got out there? Were you nervous? Were there jitters? What was the deal when you got out there for the first game?
Yeah, I kind of got all the nervousness and jitters out during preseason. So this year, I mean, I went out there with a different mindset. You know, I was ready to go. I was ready to lead the guys out there as a Mike linebacker and down there trying to make plays for the team.
Raekwon, let me ask you, what was it like playing in your first NFL game with 7 hours and 7 hours and a couple of minutes, the longest game in the history of the NFL? What was that like?
Oh, man, it was definitely hard going in and out of the game. You know, one time we went in with 1 minute left and a half.
Oh.
And I mean, it was just like mind-wrecking, you know, just knowing that you got to go back out there. And when you go back out there, it's 31, the minute left and a half. And then we got another for like 2 hours. You just got to refocus yourself, be a professional, go in and get your mind right.
What do you do? Like people, and I even wonder when I got back in town, like, what did you guys do during those long breaks? I mean, at some point you got to get hungry when a game goes that long, but you want to stretch, you want to stay hydrated. Did you change your uniform? What'd you do?
Yeah, I went in, man, and we couldn't change our uniform that much, but I went in and changed my socks. You know, they were a little wet from the rain. And I just sat there and went over stuff from the game with the guys, stuff that we've seen them out there on the field. And I made sure that we stayed locked in. Even though it was a long time, we did a good job of staying locked in. And when it was time to go back out there, we executed.
I saw Cam Wake's quote, they ran out of snacks in the second, by the second time you guys had the delay in there. Was that true? Did you guys like run out of everything in there because you were in there for so long?
Yeah, we ran out of all the good stuff. we had like, Just a little small rice crisps in there, but nobody wanted that. We wanted a good meal. Now, by the time it was time for us to play the last time, we didn't have anything in there.
So just went right back out. What is it, protein bars and stuff like that? Or is there energy drinks? Or is it just whatever was in there? Bananas, what?
Yeah, bananas, protein bars. You know, we got rice crisps. We got, some sandwiches, but by the time and then the first time all the sandwiches are gone, so.
Yeah, it is. You realize, like, your first game, like, that is a story when you get older. Like, people, when you talk about your first game, you know the seven-hour game is going to be something that Raekwon, everybody is going to be asking you about. What the hell did you do, man, for I mean, you guys were finishing. You realize you were playing 1 o'clock game. The 4 o'clock games were getting done when your game was getting done. Did you ever look up at any of the scores to realize just how long that thing was?
We tried to keep the focus and try to keep it going. You know, we try not to think about the other games. Just try to stay focused on our game. But it was definitely a long time. We knew what was going on. So.
Oh God, yeah. Crazy.
Raekwon, Jets week, for years this was the big rivalry week, and everyone hated, the guys down here hated the Jets, the guys up there hated the Dolphins. What do you see in this rivalry? You know, I know they got two big runners. I know you're going to have to worry about that a lot. But what do you see so far to preview this game with those two big guys?
You know, we just got to do what we do on the regular. You know, we got to execute, go out there, the defense play together. Nobody can go out there and try to do their own thing. You know, go out there, play together as a team, you know, in a road environment, and come out with a W.
Raekwon, I got to believe when you sat down with Matt Burke and you guys did your scouting report and everything, it was like, we got to slow down Powell and Crowell. We can't let them go 160-plus yards as a combo and expect to win the game, right? I mean, that's got to be number one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anybody who plays, stopping at one game, our number one priority is they feed off. They got a young quarterback. The young quarterback feed off running backs. So if we go out there and stop the running back and put the game in his hands, I mean, I think we have a better chance of winning.
Yeah, I just got to believe you do that and let those big guys tee off on the outside in second or third and long situations and go from there. Hey, I just wondered, there weren't a lot of high expectations, Raekwon, before this year started. You get the first win. Now people are going, well, that was good, but they got to win on the road, and let's see how they do. How are you guys treating this season with not a lot of expectations on the outside?
Well, we got a one game at a time mentality. We're not really worried about the outside naysayers. Nobody's giving us a chance. So we need to go out there one game at a time and showcase our talents and see how it's going to be at the end of the year.
You mentioned it before, but you, middle linebacker, normally the vocal leader or the leader of that defense, the guy who has to call the plays, the guy has to do everything out there. You got some vets on the defensive line. You have some vets behind you. Are you embracing that leadership role on defense with everybody there?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's definitely a challenge for me every day to go out. You know, I'm one of the youngest guys out there. Go out there on a day-to-day basis and establish the leadership, you know. Not about just saying it, but out there going out there and doing it physically and showing these guys that even though I am young, that I can still be a leader on these people.
Raekwon, who's helped you the most on that defense? Who's been a go-to guy, whether it's another linebacker or another player? You can ask questions if you have them about playing a certain way or something they might see that you haven't seen. Who do you go to?
Yeah, I definitely turn to my guy, Kiko.
Yeah.
You know, he's very knowledgeable, played at a high level, and knows everything that I need to know. So whenever I have a question or I'm not sure about something, I go to Kiko.
Raekwon, I want to ask you this, too. Very unique situation. You're playing next to a guy that you knew and played with in college. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot. So you're playing next to Jerome Baker. He got a completely different personality than you. Now, this guy, as you know, he likes to have fun, and he goofs, and he likes to clown. You guys are a lot different. How is that relationship? You guys still hanging around together off the field, and how has that been?
Yeah, we still hang around with each other a lot. You know, he's a goofy kid. And like that, a lot of fun. But when it comes time to handle business, you don't have to lock in, and we've been with each other for almost 3-4 years now. So we kind of learned to we've learned to be great friends and get a job done.
Yeah. No, listen, it's been fun to watch the relationship. And you talk about a guy just went out. I think Jerome would be the first to say he wasn't really sure what to do in the preseason. He just kind of ran around and made a whole bunch of plays, and everybody went, my God, wait till he knows what's going on. Is he starting to pick things up? You feel like everybody's getting more comfortable? I know you haven't seen everything, and there's going to be young mistakes, but are you starting to feel better about what everybody wants to do against you guys?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a feel for, you know, the first game going out there, we really didn't know what to expect. But, once you get past these first couple games, you're going to know, like, how teams are going to try to attack us and what is it going to try to do against us and what we can do to not let it happen.
All right, Raekwon, before we let you run, what's your favorite thing? So you've been down here a year now. What's your favorite thing about South Florida so far?
I just love how being in December is not like Ohio.
Little difference in temperature, huh?
Yeah, I love the temperature in around December, January, February.
Yeah, no,
that's got to be one of the big things.
Yeah,
of course.
There's no question. Our winter season down here is very popular. There's no question. Raekwon, great having you, man, and good luck on Sunday against the Jets. Jets. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you.
Raekwon McMillan, Miami Dolphins middle linebacker, joining us here early in the morning.
Captain of that defense, or close to it, at least the vocal.
No,
leader.
No. He's taking over.
I know. I think it's great for a young guy like that. It's a hard thing to do. That's why, you know, he's out. And he's got behind him Rashad, in front of him Cam and those guys. Like, he's Kiko next to him. It's not like he's out there with 10 of the rookies. Like, he's out there with some vets.
He's taken over. He was a leader at Ohio State, and he came in here and took that role, and he's getting better and better and better and seeing things and what everybody wants to do to him, and we'll see how they do, man, because the Jets are going to try to pound the front seven.
Listen, they did it last week. They ran the ball a lot last week with those two guys. You mentioned it. Those Crowell and who's the other? I'm forgetting his name. Oh, Powell. Bilal Powell. Those two guys right now are tough runners, man. The linebackers are going to have a hell of a time. Even defensive line going to have a hell of a time with those
guys.
They
don't want Sam Darnold to sit there as a rookie down
have
the road.
Have time and throw the ball. You're right.
Play action and then drop back and then be able to hit guys down the field and hit big plays and have a nice clean pocket because you're worried about the run. So they got to stop it on early downs, man, and then tee off and get some pressure on Sam Darnold. Yep. That'll be the game plan.
All right, well, we thank Raekwon for coming on with us this morning. The Miami Dolphins have partnered with the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality, Rise, on Rise to Vote, and will hold a registration station at the Dolphins' September 23rd home game against the Oakland Raiders. Rise to Vote is a nonpartisan effort to register athletes and their fans to vote. Stop by the North Plaza and register to vote and take a photo to share and help yourself and others become informed and engaged citizens. All right, thank you very much for Raekwon. Big game this weekend, Jets and Dolphins. You could hear it right here on WQAM. We'll come back. We'll do a lot more, including text messages in that 7 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.